Hello, contractors. Today is Tuesday, March 31st. We hope many of you have been able to take advantage of the free classes and webinars being offered by NECA National. If you are having trouble logging on or accessing the course, please let the chapters know so we can assist you. As mentioned in past audio files, NECA National has a great COVID-19 resource page available on their website. They are constantly updating their frequently asked questions page, keeping everyone up to date on changes over time. On top of that, the Minneapolis chapter also has a COVID-19 resource page on their website with links and attachments more specific to the local industry. The links to both of those sites are provided in the email. Today, Fellhaber Larsen released an article titled "Understanding the Employer Payroll Tax Credits Under the FFCRA." As we have covered in the past, the Families First Coronavirus Response Act requires employers to provide paid sick leave and expanded family and medical leave for employees affected by COVID-19. Here is how the credits work. Employers must withhold federal income taxes and the employee's share of the Social Security and Medicare taxes from employees' pay. Typically, each quarter throughout the year, employers deposit these taxes, as well as their share of Social Security and Medicare taxes, and file payroll tax returns with the IRS. Guidance indicates that eligible employers may retain an amount of payroll taxes equal to the amount of paid qualifying sick and child care leave, instead of depositing the amount with the IRS. The tax credits are refundable, which means if an eligible employer does not have sufficient payroll taxes to cover their cost of qualified sick and child leave, the eligible employer may file a request for an accelerated payment from the IRS. Here is an example from the IRS of employer payroll tax retention. If an eligible employer paid $5,000 in sick leave and is otherwise required to deposit $8,000 in payroll taxes, including taxes withheld from all its employees, the employer could use up to $5,000 of that $8,000 of taxes it was going to deposit for making qualified leave payments. The employer would only be required under the law to deposit the remaining $3,000 on its next regular deposit date. The corresponding attachment to this information is provided in the email. Another useful article for contractors during these times can be found on theconstructiondive.com titled, "Five Steps to Proactively Prepare Your Construction Project to Get Back Online After the COVID-19 Crisis." Larry Danny and Garrett Gibson, a partner and an associate from Evershed Sutherland Law Firm, suggest these five steps to help put your company in the best position when things get back to normal. Number 1. Extensively document the status of the project. 2. Record current, as-built safety conditions. 3. Separate and track costs. 4. Order and expedite critical material and consider alternates. And 5. Identify downstream equipment impacts. To read the full article, please see the attachment to the email. Thank you for tuning in, stay healthy, and enjoy your evenings.